Well, hello and welcome to The Journey for another week. We're well and truly back into the swing of things for 2015, and we've got a great show lined up for you today. My name's Jude Hennessy. I get to host this fabulous show each and every week. Big cheerio to all of our listeners right around the country. We've got a fantastic show lined up today. Last week, I explained how we're really fortunate to get a hold of what's a really popular Lenten program that's being used right around Australia. It's called Arise, and it's been put together by Daniel Hopper. It's got some of our absolute favourites on the show who have contributed to it, and we've been really fortunate to get to use it right through this season of Lent, which, if you don't know, is that period of time where Christians prepare themselves through prayer, acts of charity, reading, often fasting, for that critical event in Christianity, for that critical event in human history, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as I said last week, we're really fortunate to get as part of this too, the music that was written especially for the program. So a very big thank you to Tracy Coombs, who's such a talented musician who wrote all of these psalms that accompanied the Sunday readings. And this week, in the second Sunday of Lent, we're going to hear what Tracy wrote for Psalm 19 in a song she called Lord, You Have the Words. After that, you'll hear from me reading the Gospel for the day, which is from John chapter 2, verse 13 to 25. And then we're really lucky to have again this week Sister Hilda Scott from Jamberoo Abbey and Father Michael Fallon collaborating in a Gospel reflection. Much, much more to come on the show after that. All the great music that you'd expect. We're going to hear from Sam Clear today. Pete Gilmore's going to have a talk to us about what love really is. Bruce Down, the Catholic guy, will inspire us to dream, as he always does. And we'll also hear from Byron and Francine Parola with their tips for smart loving. Great tips for marriages. So, jam-packed show. We better get into this Lenten reflection. Faith, hope, love and life. Thanks for joining us on the journey.
Have a word of everlasting. be desired than gold, than the purest of gold. And sweeter are they than honey, than honey from the comb. Lord, you have the word.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Just before the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and in the temple he found people selling cattle and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting at their counters there. Making a whip out of some cord, he drove them all out of the temple, cattle and sheep as well, scattered the money changers' coins, knocked their tables over and said to the pigeon sellers, "Take all this out of here and stop turning my father's house into a market." Then his disciples remembered the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will devour me." The Jews intervened and said, "What sign can you show us to justify what you have done?" And Jesus answered, "Destroy this sanctuary and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this sanctuary. You're going to raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking of the sanctuary that was his body, and when Jesus rose from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the words he had said. During his stay in Jerusalem for the Passover, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he gave. But Jesus knew them all and did not trust himself to them. He never needed evidence about any man. He could tell what a man had in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
I was once associated with a home for children. One cold day, late in the afternoon, a father brought his little girl to us and asked us to look after her. Let's call her Lisa. She looked about 4 years of age. In fact, she was seven. While the sister in charge did the paperwork, I was delegated to give this little one a bath, a meal, and get her into bed. While I was doing the first task, I got called away briefly, so I said to Lisa, "Stay here, I'll be back, don't move." I discovered upon my return that she had done exactly that. She hadn't moved. The ducks floating in the bath were untouched, and her little legs were going blue. I wondered, as I would wonder again and again, what had happened to her. Every now and then her father would say he was coming to take her home for the weekend, and I would leave for school, seeing her with her little bag packed, all excited because Daddy's coming. And when I returned from school, she would still be there at the bottom of the stairs crying because Daddy hadn't come. It was cruel beyond words. Then one Saturday morning, the sister in charge called me to get out the minibus. She'd had enough. We would take the little one home to Daddy for the weekend. I will never forget it. Lisa burst into the house and called out for Daddy. Her mother appeared, and she stood stock still. I have never seen revulsion.